Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Again With This special Beyond the Stars, a Star Universe trivia game. And now here are your hosts,
Tara Aranio and Sarah D. Bunting. But also Dave. Dave is participating this week.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Interesting for everybody involved. Dave.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Before we begin, our next Again With This is episode 105. Let's watch Brian Austin Green in Small Wonder. I am sorry in advance. I selected this. I'm sure we're all going to have regrets, but we can find out together. We will link that episode in the show notes, and we hope that you will join us on Patreon and listen to our take on it versus watching it yourself. Again With This.
Yes. Patreon.com/againwiththis. Thank you. And now, our game. Here was my challenge. Once I'd come up with the idea of making this episode a game, it had to be potentially winnable by both a person who knows the shows of the Darren Star universe very well, Sarah D. Bunting, and a person who knows them basically not at all and spent most of the last episode he watched thinking Jake and Peter were the same person, and that's Dave. I think I have succeeded, but we'll see. Here is the game. I've selected 32 of the dumbest episode titles from both Beverly Hills 90210 and Melrose Place. I've noted the date each of the episodes first aired, and then I looked up what other episodes of other shows were airing that night, were premiering that night. I'll read you the 90210 or Melrose Place episode title and original air date. Then I will read you the title of another episode of a different show that also aired for the first time that night. If you can get it off the episode title alone, you get 10 sweet points, because that is hard. And if you can do it, you deserve it. If not, I'll read you the episode description, including character names. If you get it off that, you get 3 points. And if you still need a hint from there, I'll give you the name of one actor whose character's mentioned in the blurb for 1 point. No free guesses. No show is in here more than once. But you have definitely heard of all of them.
Okay.
And here are the stakes. The loser must buy the winner a piece of 90210 or Melrose Place memorabilia on eBay. Maximum of $30 spend. I checked. There are options. Don't be a suck about it. It's a business expense. As I said, we have 32 questions plus a tiebreaker if we need it. Does anyone have any questions?
No.
Nope.
We're going to go in alphabetical order, last name wise, so Bunting followed by Cole. Sarah, we're going to start with you.
Okay.
The Beverly Hills 90210 episode, What I Did on My Summer Vacation and Other Stories, from September 7th, 1994. Also airing for the very first time on September 7th, 1994, a different show premiered the episode titled Old Models Never Die. What is that show?
Old Models Never Die. I believe that show is Models, Inc.
You are correct. For 10 big points. Carrie appears to be the most affected by Hillary's hiring of Monique Duran, a new model who is the dead spitting image of Terry, who moves into the beach house. This is where one of them died and then her twin sister showed up.
Right, sure.
This is for you, Dave. Mm-hmm. On September 12th, 1994, Melrose Place premiered Sarah's favorite episode, I Am Curious Melrose. That same night, a different show premiered the episode titled Fran Lite, F-R-A-N hyphen L-I-T-E. What is that show?
The Nanny?
The Nanny is correct for 10 points.
Nice.
Back to Sarah. March 17th, 1997, the Melrose Place episode, From Here to Maternity.
Oh, God.
Another show that very same night premiered an episode titled Witch. What is that show?
How is Witch spelled?
W-I-T-C-H. March 17th, 1997.
1997. I believe, I hope, that the show in question is Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
You're correct. It sure is. Back to Dave. January 15th, 1997, Beverly Hills 90210 premiered the episode Phantom of CU. That same night, another show premiered an episode titled Led Zeppelin Box Set. What is that show?
News Radio?
News Radio is correct.
Nice.
All the, all their, for at least a couple seasons, they're all Led Zeppelin album names.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. I put the easy ones up top. Now they're going to be a little harder. Back to Sarah. October 19th, 1998, Melrose Place premiered the episode Not Quite All About Eve. That same night, another show premiered an episode titled Paternal Affairs. You can ask for a hint.
Paternal Affairs. I will take a hint, actually.
Here is the blurb. When Doug's Aunt Sheila attends his and Carrie's anniversary party, Arthur finds himself smitten and asks permission to court the recently separated woman.
Thank God for that hint. Is that the King of Queens?
Yes, ma'am. For 3 points. Back to Dave. January 1st, 1996, Melrose premiered an episode titled Holy Strokes. And another show premiered an episode titled Murder in Tempo.
Murder in Tempo. What year?
1996, January 1st.
I guess I'll take the hint.
Here's the blurb. An outdoor charity rock concert organized to save Maine woods from developers is threatened when a singer is murdered by electrocution during a rehearsal. Can Jessica and Sheriff Metzger catch the killer and salvage the concert?
Yeah, I was thinking about flinging out Murder, She Wrote as a wild guess on that one, but...
Murder, She Wrote is correct. Back to Sarah. January 27, 1997, Melrose Place premiered the episode Better Homes and Condos. Another show same night premiered an episode titled Trash, spelled like MASH with all caps and asterisks between all the letters. What is that show?
What is that show? What was the date again?
January 27th, 1997.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to ask for the hint.
Your hint. On Jefferson's advice, Al and Griff take up positions in the National Guard and are taken by surprise by a request to help during the garbage strike.
What? Okay, Quantum Leap? No idea.
Married with Children, still on in 1997. Can you believe it?
No, I can't. And I resent it, frankly.
I'm sorry. Back to Dave. January 6th, 1993, Beverly Hills 90210 premiered the episode titled The Game is Chicken. The Gawk. That same night, another show premiered an episode titled New Year's. Y-E-A-R-S. No apostrophe. What is that show?
Could be anything. Hint.
With New Year's Eve approaching, Kevin looks forward to attending a party at a ski lodge with his friends. However, he has to cancel those plans when Wayne and Bonnie invite the family out to dinner.
The only Kevin I know is Wonder Years.
Wonder Years is correct. 3 points.
Nice.
Back to Sarah. February 10th, 1999, Beverly Hills 90210 premiered the episode titled Beheading St. Valentine. And another show premiered an episode titled Three Guys, a Girl, and a Bee Story. What is that show?
Three guys, a girl, and a bee story. I mean, I'm trying to backdate that construction as sort of commonplace, but I can't quite get there. So could I have a hint, please?
Sure. Lewis scores a date at a science fiction convention, and Oswald unknowingly asks out the same woman when he delivers a package to her house. Then Drew runs into this woman at work and asks her out. Oblivious that they're dating the same woman, each guy is thrilled to have a new girlfriend.
I get another hint, right?
You can ask for an one of the actors.
I would like the last hint available to me.
Your last hint is Ryan Stiles.
Oh. I mean, I just have no choice but to guess Three Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place.
The Drew Carey Show.
Oh. Okay.
Back to Dave.
Mm-hmm.
On November 22nd, 1995, Beverly Hills 90210 premiered an episode titled Breast Side Up.
Mm-hmm.
And another show premiered an episode titled Humiliation. What is that show?
Well, that title is very generic, so I guess I'll ask for that.
After a prostitute is murdered, the detectives believe she was blackmailing a wealthy client. Kincaid prosecutes the case, but has second thoughts after the defendant's wife takes the stand.
All right, well, that's some flavor of Law and Order, but what year?
95.
I'll just go with the original Ray's Mothership Law and Order.
Correct. Back to Sarah D. Bunting, November 7th, 1994. Dr. Jekyll saves his hide, Melrose Place episode. Same night, another show premiered, Dirty Rotten Scoundrel. What is that show?
It's tempting to shoot the moon and guess profit, but I'm not going to. I'm going to ask for a hint.
Good call. Blossom is put in charge of babysitting Kennedy and her bratty friend. After leaving his girlfriend to go on the road, Joey is given a rookie initiation.
Keep in mind, there's multiple shows with Blossom and Joey's in it.
Joey Lawrence.
Whoa.
Is it Blossom?
It is Blossom. Dave.
Yeah?
September 15th, 1997, Melrose Place premiered an episode titled The Trojan Stork. And another show premiered an episode titled Compromising Positions.
Hint.
Allie is dismayed to be assigned as a litigator for humiliated firm partner John Cage. On top of that, Fish invites Allie to dinner with potential client Ronald Chaney without telling her their outing is actually a double date.
What the fuck? Read that again.
Allie is dismayed to be assigned as a litigator for humiliated firm partner John Cage.
Yeah. Okay, Allie with a Y. I was trying to make it work with the...
Like living by your wits in an alley?
Kate and Allie.
Oh.
Allie McBeal?
Allie McBeal is correct. Okay, back to Sarah. This is each of your last question before...
Which, by the way, is the wrong decade, but still, that's where my brain was.
Back to Sarah, your last question before the score break. January 13th, 1993, Melrose Place premieres Peanut Butter and Jealousy. And another show premieres an episode called Howard's End. What is that show?
Howard's End... I'm going to need a hint.
Jill complains about Tim's reckless driving on her car, so Tim decides to give it a tune-up.
I kind of feel very humiliated by knowing this, but Home Improvement?
Home Improvement is correct.
Oh.
Dave.
Huh?
February 27th, 1992, 90210 premieres an episode titled Cardio-Funk. And another show premieres an episode called Separate Vocations.
Hint.
Lisa and Bart take on an examination at the school that is supposed to determine what they will be when they grow up, but the kids are not so sure.
What was the episode called?
Separate Vocations.
I don't remember that title at all. For The Simpsons.
The Simpsons is correct. Here are our scores about halfway through the game. Sarah D. Bunting with 29. David T. Cole, 35, but still lots of game to play.
Done.
Let's proceed.
No.
And just a note, we had to cut two questions on the fly because I screwed one up. So even though I said
the
beginning...
Get to the game. Less talky, more gamey.
Sarah, very rude.
30 questions, not 32. Sarah D. Bunting!
Yes?
March 25th, 1998. You just finished celebrating your birthday when Beverly Hills 90210 premiered Aunt Bee's Pickles and another
Christ.
Show premiered Mortal Coil. What is that show?
Mortal Coil. I don't know what that show is. Hint, please.
Neelix questions the purpose of his life when Seven of Nine reactivates him following a fatal accident.
Oh, speak of the Jerry Ryan devil. I don't think I actually remember which franchise she was on, though. So, Star Trek Deep Space Nine?
Mm. Okay,
well. Voyager.
Star Trek Shovel.
It's always Voyager! Why don't I just guess Voyager?
Dave.
Yeah.
90210, November 1st, 1995, created an episode titled Gypsies, Cramps, and Fleas. And another show premiered an episode called Change Partners, .. and Dance. What is that show?
In.
Bailey now enjoys dating Sarah, but his public affection and general spontaneity make her feel like a Jill substitute.
Bailey.
Yeah, Bailey.
What year?
95.
Bailey. I feel like this has come up sometime in her recent history. Although my brain's telling me it has something to do with Grey's Anatomy, which is not in the time period. Is this Party of Five?
Yes!
Nice pull.
Well done. Sarah, March 7th, 91, 90210 premieres Stand Up, in parentheses, and Deliver.
No, boy.
And another show premieres The Cash Isn't Always Greener. What is that show?
The Cash. Cash isn't always greener. I don't know. Hint.
Whitley is forced to bunk with Dwayne and Ron for a while when Jaleesa's sister comes to visit.
A Different World.
A Different World is correct for 3 points. I didn't mean to put Starver shows in here twice, but apparently I did because I really hated I'm Curious Melrose. So I'm just going to read this one again because it's fine. September 12th, 94. I'm Curious Melrose, Dave. A Little Deb Will Do You. What is that show?
What year?
94.
94. Yeah, I'll take the hint, though.
Eleanor forces Margot to attend a debutante ball to which Jay accompanies her. Meanwhile, Jay's show is losing viewers to a children's show called Humphrey the Hippo.
What the fuck? One more time?
Eleanor forces Margot to attend a debutante ball to which Jay accompanies her. Meanwhile, Jay's show is losing viewers to a children's show called Humphrey the Hippo.
A show? A children's show? So it's a show with a children's show in it, or something like that. A kid that's... Eleanor?
Yeah.
Jay?
Yep.
What was the other name?
Margo.
Margo? Key Rice. I have no idea.
Would you like your final hint?
Another hint.
Oh, right. I forgot. Yeah.
John Lovitz.
No, doesn't help.
The Critic.
Wow.
Oh. Okay. My brain wasn't going cartoon, I guess.
Back to Sarah. January 15th, 1997, 90210 premieres Phantom of CU. Another show premieres Waiting to Inhale. What might that show be?
I have a guess.
Hint.
Murphy is feeling the negative effects of chemotherapy and tries marijuana to ease her symptoms.
Murphy Brown?
Yep.
Was still on?
Huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Dave, was that your guess?
No, I was thinking 70s show.
I think that was later. Okay. Dave, November 16th, 1994, 90210 premieres. Hate is just a four-letter word.
Sure.
And another show premieres White Men Can't Kiss. What is that show?
That feels like a good context clue. 94, you say?
I do.
Tara?
Yep.
See, the problem is, I'm going to tell you right now, is I have no concept of time.
Yeah.
I could be guessing something that's in the late 80s through to the mid-aughts. I would confidently say it is this year.
Mm-hmm. I'm honestly impressed both that you knew Bailey is a character on Grey's Anatomy and also that that was too early for Grey's Anatomy to be on.
I only know Grey's Anatomy stuff.
From the quiz show?
From Dan Casino's weird fascination with Grey's Anatomy. I think he's got one of those creepy shrines in a closet in his house.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't listen to this one. Dan,
I'm considering just but it's probably too easy. So I'll ask for them.
Dan and Roseanne find out that DJ wants to skip participating in a school play because he must kiss a black girl and is uncomfortable about it.
Okay. So this is Roseanne.
It is Roseanne.
Sarah. I thought it might have been Will and Grace.
Oh, no. That was later.
You see?
Sarah, October 28th, 1996, Melrose Place premieres Unchained Melody.
No,
oh,
Jesus.
And another show premieres Your Place or Mine. What is that show?
I don't know, and I will require a hint.
When Ray's parents fall out, his mom moves in with him and Deborah. Deborah isn't happy and tries to convince Ray's dad to apologize, but he's enjoying the single life too much.
Question!
Everybody loves Ray.
Correct. Dave.
Yeah.
October 20th, 1999, 90210 premieres an episode called The Lou Ouch. And another
what?
Show. It's like Luau, but it's The Lou Ouch.
But much worse.
This is why this was where I went to. Stupid episode titles.
Lou
and
Ouch.
There was
okay.
no shortage.
Sure.
Another show premieres an episode called Home Movies. What is that other show?
Hint.
Dawson moves forward with a news piece about his father's star player, Jack, and Jen tries to remove herself as head cheerleader.
Well, sounds like Dawson's Creek to me.
Sure is. Sarah.
You hope. Yes.
April 27th, 1994, Melrose Place premieres The Bitch is Back, and another show premieres an episode called The Hand That Robs the Cradle.
The Hand That Robs the Cradle.
Indeed.
What was the date again?
April 27th, 1994.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't help me. Hint, please.
Ellen begins dating a younger man named Tim who makes Ellen feel old and uncomfortable about herself.
Good for Tim. I forget what the show was actually called, though. Was it just called Ellen or was it The Ellen DeGeneres
no,
Show?
No, it was just Ellen.
Okay. Thank you.
The Ellen DeGeneres Show is the talk show. Dave. Mm-hmm. October 10th, 1994, Melrose Place premieres Non-Sexual Healing, and another show premieres The Letter.
What year?
94, October 10th.
The Letter. The Letter. Ah, fuck it. Seinfeld?
Good guess, though.
Shelley regrets throwing away a chain letter. Cantankerous new barber Angelo is at odds with Chris. Joel finds out his head bump is malignant, so he borrows Chris's bike and goes for a reckless joyride. Guys, what is that show?
No idea.
Northern Exposure?
Yeah, Northern Exposure. Wow, Dave, wow. I'm surprised. Sarah, November 14th, 1991, 90210 premieres U4EA, and another show premieres Monkey on My Back Lot. What is that show?
Running out of time. So, Larry Sanders.
Mackenzie unwillingly becomes the surrogate parent for a chimpanzee that's involved in a divorce case between two animal trainers.
Oh,
Becker
Jesus.
And Roxanne face the trauma of moving in together. What is that show, Sarah?
L.A. Law.
Sure is. Dave.
Yeah.
November 4th, 1992. Destiny Rides Again is the 90210 episode premiering that night. And another show premieres an episode titled The Opera.
Yeah, I just want to say Seinfeld again, but you're going to ask for the hint.
A simple night out turns into a nightmare when Jerry meets Elaine at the opera. Unaware that her new boyfriend is Crazy Joe Davola, the maniac who's been stalking him and vowing revenge.
All right, that's fine.
Yes, it is. Sarah. March 3rd, 1993, 90210 premieres Duke's Bad Boy, and another show premieres Three Men and Adina, A-D-E-N-A.
And Adina?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, can you spell it again?
A-D-E-N-A.
Okay. Hint.
Bayless has a new clue on his primary case, and Frank joins him in interrogating a suspect they believe to be Adina's murderer.
I am ashamed that I didn't know that. Homicide, Life on the Street.
That's correct. For 3 points. Dave.
Yeah.
April 2nd, 1992.
Yep.
90210 premieres Meeting Mr. Pony and another show... premieres Four Dates That Will Live in Infamy. What is that show?
Four Dates That Will Live in Infamy.
Yep.
Pertaining to calendars or meetings
of romantic kinds? Hint, I guess.
Helen, Lowell, Brian, and Joe compare notes at the end of their video dates.
Helen?
Lowell.
Lowell?
Brian and Joe.
Brian and Joe. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll take the last name.
Tim Daly.
Ah, fuck. Wings.
Wings is right. 1 point.
All right.
We're going to do one more quick score break because the game is almost over. Sarah has 41 points. Dave has 48. So Dave is...
Oh, shit. Okay.
It all comes down to this. Sarah D. Bunting. March 18th, 1996, Melrose Place regrettably premieres the episode Triumph of the Bill.
Oh, fuck that thing.
We'll still be watching it 1,000 years from now.
And another show premieres an episode titled Girl Talk.
March of 96?
Correct.
Girl Talk. And this is my last question?
It is.
Girl Talk, 1996. Well, I know what it's not. And I have to just guess a show. Girl Talk. What? Sex of the City. Fuck it.
Is it, wait.
That was 98.
Is it, yeah. Oh, I guess that's too early. I was going to say Charmed, but that's too early. For
it's not Charmed either. Simone and Sipowicz track a rapist murderer. Sipowicz shows Andy Jr. the ropes. Martinez and Russell investigate an alleged rape. What is that show?
That's not all he showed people. NYPD Blue.
It is NYPD Blue. Dave, your last question. April 10th, 1995, Melrose Place premieres the episode titled Melrose Impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And another show premieres an episode titled Cold Feet, Hot Body.
What year?
95.
Cold Feet.
Comma,
hot body.
Comma, hot body.
Yeah.
The comma is relevant.
Well, it's the comma that gives it away.
Sorry.
Nice. I see whose side you're on. Just kidding.
No, it's too early for CSI. I'll take the hint.
Will meets a new student at the university who seems determined to be Will's girlfriend despite the fact that he is engaged.
What year is this again?
1995.
I guess I'll take the last hint.
Will Smith.
Oh. That is Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That's correct for 1 point. And our final scores are regulation play. Sarah D. Bunting, 41 points. David T. Cole, 49er.
Well done, David T. Cole.
Thank you.
Do you want to play the tiebreaker just for fun?
Yes.
Okay. December 16th, 1992, Beverly Hills 90210 infamously premieres It's a Totally Happening Life, the NONAC inductee. Another show premieres The Mother of All Fishing Trips. Any guesses?
The Mother of All Fishing Trips. What year?
December 16th, 1992.
92. Is this Frasier?
Okay. No, it is not. Sarah, do you have a guess?
Now I can't get Cheers out of my head, so I guess I'll guess that.
Cheers is incorrect as well.
Wait, hang on. Okay, Mother of All Fishing Trips.
Yeah.
Fishing. 92. Nah.
Your next hint. David throws out his back and Catherine takes his place on the father-son fishing trip, not to the initial delight of, and this is what's going to give it away, Doogie.
Doogie Howser, M.D.?
Doogie Howser, M.D. is correct. Good job, Sarah.
As opposed to Doogie Howser, LLP, my other favorite show.
And that's Beyond the Stars. Thanks for playing, guys. Wow.
Well, that was really a journey back through all these episode titles that I still hate. And thank you so much for building this game. It was fun, even
You're
though
so
I lost.
Welcome.
I insist only on Steve Sanders merchandise. Thank you.
Done and done. Next time on Again With This, we're going to the phones. It's our very first call-in episode, and we need you to help us make it happen. 210-920-4699 is the number. Ask us questions, tell us stories, submit Marchette sightings, bemoan the 90210 OMG podcast. We might use your voicemail or text message in the episode, so all y'all first-time long-times, get after it. Again, that number is 210-920-HO-99. While you've got your phone in hand, why not throw us a follow on Twitter at AWT90210 and join our Patreon page. There's a ton of extra 90210 and Melrose content there, including our monthly recaps of the aforementioned 90210 OMG podcast, which you can hear if you're a high roller at the $5 level and up. You'll find all of that at patreon.com/againwiththis. I'm Party Line Sarah D. Bunting, and I'm on Twitter at Tomato Nation. My co-host is Baby Belle Tara Ariano, and she's on Twitter at Tara Ariano. And our producer is playing Touch Tone Mary Had a Little Lamb. His name is David T. Cole. We'll talk to you next time.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.